My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we meet our new scammer, Mary from Claverland. So listen and enjoy.
But we are going to do some scamming scammers. This one I did a little bit of earlier in the year because she reached out to me right before a show in Cocoa Beach, and I brought her to the stage a few times, including that first show. So here we go. Brand new Scamming Scammers 2020, ready to rock and or roll. Let's do this. Let's get right into this. This is my first one on Instagram. Now, with Instagram, I cannot print out my messages, so I actually have to scroll through my phone.
Scroll.
Yes. So this is August 17th, 9:01 p.m., 2019. She goes, hello. I go, hi. She goes, how are you doing over there? I'm over here now. I go, I am scamming bullshit. Anyway, I am well. How are you? She goes, am good too. Here we go. We do not have our pronoun. We do not have I. We have am good too. Here is a clue that she might not be what she claims to be. And Pip seconded that by Don. I go, fantastic. Already, I'm like, all right, here we go. Game on.
Right.
She's like, am Mary from Claverland. And you?
Claverland.
Mary from Claverland. I go, where is Claverland? She goes, Ohio in USA.
They have a lot of knives.
Yeah. I'm already knowing that we are now officially game on.
Mm-hmm.
I go, okay, yeah. Never heard of Claverland. Is it nice? She goes, okay, where do you come from, if I may ask you? I said, New Bjork. Because, you know, what's a couple misplaced
words? Right by New Jersey.
Yeah, sure. She goes, wow, we're in New Bjork, just want to know.
New Bjork.
I go, Dionne Warwick, New Bjork. It is a town with a lot of talented singers. She goes, wow, are you serious? That means, spelled wrong, you are a musician, right? I go, amateur in the skin flute. I got a show to do, but I'm doing my show right now. To be honest, I practice a lot, but I'm not very good. What do you do? She goes, wow, that is cool. Two thumbs up. I go, thank you, TY. She goes, are you married or single with kids? I go, it is a labor of self-love. I'm still talking about my musician.
And why is it only two thumbs up? I think you need the whole hand.
Sure. Well, no. That's sad.
Got a big flute.
I do. She goes, like? I go, my plants are my kids. I have an orchid named Seymour. To be honest.
No.
Yeah, yes.
Dick Eldorado's laughing at you right now.
Because I know this one's terrible right off the word, gotcha. And we've been through enough of these.
Dick Eldorado, Mr. Whiskey, like, really?
And also, at this time, I also have a couple of other girlfriends.
Okay.
So I don't have to take this one seriously.
Look at you.
I know I got so. Oh, yeah.
Playing a few.
Fake Davin was very strong in 2019.
Yeah, the boy.
I go, my plants are my kids. I have an orchid named Seymour. To be honest, he's quite the horror. Now, for those of you who don't know,
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No. Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, was it? Okay, I'm sorry.
Little Shop of Horrors, and the plant was like named Audrey 2 or something, but the guy, the one who was feeding him, Rick Moranis, his character's name was Seymour. So he would just go, feed me, Seymour, right, feed okay. me more. So, yeah, we're doing Little Shop of Horrors. I go, what do you do? She goes, I have nothing to do because, COS, of my grandma's, no apostrophe, health. I go, what's wrong with her? Here we go. We got ailments. We're off and running.
And it's always the grandmother.
Well, grandmas are weak in our history.
Yeah, that's true.
Hope she doesn't have weepy eyes. Mm.
Just call me Nana.
In the morning.
Somebody's well rested.
Ready to go, baby. Do I look tan? Ready to go?
You're tan, rested, and relaxed.
Sure. She goes, I lost my job a few months ago because of my grandma's health, but now I just got time for myself because she ain't here anymore.
She go back home?
She is with my uncle in Cincinnati, and I love listening to music and dancing for fun. And what do you like? I go, do you dance professionally? She goes, not really sure. I'm just trying my best. I go, well, I'm in Cocoa Beach. And this is true, by the way. And
you know, I never dance to anger myself.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.